Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 1072, slide. Visible translated text is as follows. G.C. February, sworn for the state. I was present at Chief Lanford's office when Leo M. Frank and L.Z. Rosser were there. I took down Mr. Frank's statement stenographically. I don't remember Frank's answers in detail. Mr. Rosser was looking out of the window most of the time. He didn't say anything while I was in there. This, Exhibit B, state. Report is correct report of what Mr. Frank said. It was made on Monday, April 28th. Cross-examination. I believe Mr. Rosser and Mr. Frank were in the room when I came in. It was sometime in the forenoon. I have never been a court stenographer except in recorder's court. I am Chief Lanford's private secretary. Mr. Black was in there during the latter part of Mr. Frank's statement. Chief Lanford asked Mr. Frank if he changed clothes. He showed part of his shirt and opened his trousers. He showed his clothing to Chief Lanford at the end of the statement. I wrote the statement out in longhand the same day. I don't remember exactly when. Albert McKnight, sworn for the state. My wife is Manola McKnight. She cooks for Mrs. Selig. Between 1 and 2 o'clock on Memorial Day, I was at the home of Mr. Frank to see my wife. He came in close to 1:30. He did not eat any dinner. He came in, went to the sideboard of the dining room, stayed there a few minutes, and then he goes out and catches a car. Stayed there about 5 or 10 minutes. Cross-examination. Mrs. Selig and Mrs. Frank were present when Mr. Frank came in. I was in the cook room. There is a swinging door between the dining room and the cook room. The dining room door was open. The door swings back and forth, but they don't keep it shut. You can see from the kitchen into the dining room. You can look in the mirror in the corner and see all over the dining room. I looked in the mirror in the corner and saw him. You can look in that mirror and see in the sitting room and in the dining room. I have no idea how big the kitchen or dining room is. I was never in the dining room in my life. I was sitting at the back door in the kitchen, at the right side of the back door, up against the wall. Manola went into the dining room and stayed a minute or two, no more than 2 minutes. She came back into the kitchen. I don't know whether the other folks ate dinner or not. I did not see Mr. Selig. I came to the house from my house in the rear of 316 Pulliam Street. After coming to the sideboard, Mr. Frank went into the sitting room where Mr. Selig was. I didn't see Mr. Selig, but heard him talking. I told about Mr. Frank not eating after I came back from Birmingham. I told it to Mr. Craven of the Beck and Gregg Company. It was before Manola went down to the jail.